Haines doesn't have a shelter or official service for people who are homeless. So what happens when a homeless couple shows up in Haines determined to find a place to stay? That happened to a couple who slept in shelters and on the streets for 3 years before finding a home in Haines. KHNS's Emily Files has the story.
When I asked Roger and Judy Clay how they met, they both laughed at the memory.
When I was down in Washington State, I figured I'd try my hand at working at a little convenience store called 7-Eleven. And a certain party happened to be my 4 a.m. customer.
Judy and Roger married in 1998, and soon after they moved to Anchorage. Roger says he never expected to end up homeless, but he lost his job, and a few years later, he says money he received from a trust fund ran out.
A lot of people think that homeless people are all alcoholics, and they're not. A lot of them became homeless the same way I did, loss of income.
Roger and Judy were evicted from their home in May 2011. Each night, they would line up at the Brother Francis shelter and hope they could get one of a few dozen beds in men's and women's dorms. If they didn't, they had to sleep on mats, on the floor, in communal rooms with more than 100 other people. But that was better than sleeping outside. Brother Francis has a 30 days in, 30 days out policy, though Roger says they made exceptions when the temperature dropped below freezing.
We found a place to sleep outside.
It was just up the hillside from the shelter. We made an agreement with the manager that is, as long as we were gone before him and his customers showed up, we could stay there.
Judy says it felt like it took months to thaw out from the cold of sleeping outside. When she had an opportunity, she decided to get back to her hometown of Haines.
When my PFD check come in that 1 year, I'd already made the decision that we were going to come back to Haines one way or another.
When they came to Haines, someone in the community called Sierra Jimenez at Southeast Alaska Independent Living, or SAIL. They said Roger and Judy could use her help.
They were very quiet. They seemed desperate. They did not have a plan.
Jimenez says SAIL paid for them to stay in a hotel that night, and the next day, Salvation Army paid for their one-way trip to Juneau. It was the best they could do, since there's no shelter in Haines. The Clays stayed at the Glory Hole shelter in Juneau for another year and a half. While they were there, Roger successfully applied for supplemental security income because of his disability.
I have a major depression with psychotic tendencies and psoriatic arthritis.
Roger and Judy took the ferry back to Haines in the spring of 2014. Now that they had some income, Jimenez was able to help them. She called a friend who had an apartment open and convinced them to rent to the Clays. Then Jimenez helped Roger and Judy apply for an apartment in the only affordable housing complex in Haines, Dusty Trails. Those apartments are subsidized by the federal government. Rent is based on 30% of the resident's income. The Clays had to apply two times, but they were finally successful.
It was a lot of pieces to pull together. Yeah. But you guys persevered.
The Clays moved into their new apartment November 1st. It's a sparsely decorated two-bedroom. In the living room, there's a TV and two hand-me-down couches. Roger sits on one of them and says things feel peaceful here.
The quiet seems different than when we were homeless. Because when we were homeless, it was practically noisy 24/7.
After the stress of homelessness, the Clays feel like they can relax. The Clays aren't the only homeless people SAIL has helped. Jimenez says they help on average 5 to 10 people each year.
There are people in all different levels of homelessness, more than people know in this community or like to believe.
The patchwork of local charities and nonprofits that help homeless people here do the best they can, but that often means sending people to Juneau.
And I guess that's really the question I want the community to ask ourselves is this how we want to deal with homelessness? And I think that it's really easy to ship people out, but is that who we are and what we want to do?
She says Roger and Judy's story is a great success, but unfortunately, it's not the norm. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.